Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh, you're back here again, are you, Brownless?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I can't have my brand attached to this for one more second.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
We are back.
Yes.
In fact,
yes.
It's the 20th of January.
What are we doing here?
I've never been near this joint this early in the year in me bloody life.
And guess what, Jim?
I got refused.
Guess what?
My pass wouldn't even work.
Guess what, Jim?
What?
We're live.
Oh, no. Look at the day Melbourne's turned on, by the way.
Wow.
So everyone's here, everyone's happy, and then when we're back.
Yes.
Travis Head's going to join us.
Good.
The Compton Miller medalist.
Oh, funky.
As in the best player in that brilliant series where Australia just pounded England. And then Mark Taylor, second half. I also see now then Bill and a bake coming up later.
Who do you reckon I'm going to bake, Jim?
Well, there's two options for you, I reckon.
And it's not Novak.
Oh.
Close the door on your way out.
You might cop one in a couple of days' time. And also, the other thing that interests me here is you have been given 6 months to come up with a phone topic.
Jim.
So that's not far away either.
It's January 20th.
Hello to you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you. And our favourite button pusher, Rapsy.
The castle's over.
Wasn't a great start for the Poms.
Wasn't great for Burnsy.
I don't think it got any better.
No, it didn't.
No.
Well, Bill, when you hold the bat like that and then your front foot goes towards point,
yeah.
What chance have you got hitting the ball?
None. Ask me what I've been doing, Jim.
What have you been doing, Bill?
Hit it, Raps. Guess
who's back? And now, welcome back, the undisputed star of Triple M's Rush Hour,
Bill.
Hi, Jim.
The one, the only, Billy Brownless.
What about that? Undisputed king.
What is that?
Me and Maddie just put something
Did
together.
You? Yeah, you got your lunch together.
Over lunch.
That's
Hey, we must welcome the Rush Hour family, Jim.
Of course.
For 2022. 2022, Jim. It's great to have him. And as we said, we're live from 4 to 6.
Yes.
And it'll be good fun working back with you and Rabs and Hosemary, I see out there. And we've got a new producer.
Of course, you'll be brilliant. Matty O, I can see out there as well.
He's got nothing to do with it. He's just listening, Jim. Whitney.
I said Whit.
Oh.
So she's going to be
called
magnificent.
Me something Whit. And Heath.
I will by the end of this show. Heath, of course, who did the stats during the cricket.
Oh, he wasn't on air.
Well, as little as possible.
Surely not.
No, every now and then, he'd for Anaconda and sneak in there, Heath.
How'd it go, the cricket? Just right,
brilliant.
Word.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, Tubby was on. We'll ask him.
Yeah, Tubby, and we'll also get Trav on. And, of course, there might be another mention of it later. Ooh. What else, please, has been going on in the wide world of sport?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, yes. You flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, here we go.
Tell you what, Jim, because it's live, I've been running an eye over the Australian Open.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Christopher O'Connell. Do you know who he is?
Isn't he on some other...
He's a breakfast host on the gold, Jim. Exactly what I thought.
Isn't he on like smooth or something?
I don't know what it is, but anyway, upset, Jim. Upset. He's an Aussie.
Right.
I think he's from the northern beaches of New South Wales.
Woy woy or curl or something.
Orange or
Narrabeen.
I don't think orange is northern beaches.
Mandarin or somewhere. Person. I don't know. But anyway, he beat an Argentinian, Jim. 7-6, 6-4, 6-4. Well done to Christopher. Good day for the Aussies.
Nice.
Because Alex Dimonor is currently in action right now. He won the first set 6-4.
Who's he up against?
He's up against old Sack and Crack. That's his name, Jim.
Sack and Crack.
Kamal, well, people so unkind. Kamal Sackencrack from Poland. I tell you who else, Jimmy boy. Madison Inglis.
Yes.
You heard of her, this girl? She won a first round, which was a big upset.
Brilliant.
She just won a second round, 7-6, 2-6.
Good for her.
Oh, hang on.
6-2.
Yeah, well, let me finish. And I caught up with her, Jim, after it, and I said, well done, Maddie.
That's a magic moment for Madison. A career best through to the third round of the Australian Open.
So why didn't she answer your question?
Well, because the people cheered over the top, Jim. Sam Stosur, who's been a warrior for Australia over the years, Jim.
Yes. Won the US Open.
She won first round, but got beaten in the second round. So she's done and dusted now in tennis wise. But Craig Tilley, is it Tiley?
Tiley. And as they call him in America, Craig.
Craig Tiley. He came out and brought some flowers to Sam, man. And guess what happened? Boo boo.
We wouldn't have been
happy. Boo, got a lot of boos.
There's a lot of booing happening full stop at the tennis, I've noticed. And I don't like it. It's not polite.
But we haven't heard from Craig.
No, Craig.
Craig.
No.
That would be interesting. But so that happened. So a good day for the Aussies.
That happened.
Nick Kyrgios on tonight.
Yes.
So that'll be good. I'm looking forward to Nick to see what he brings.
And that's against Medvedev.
Medvedev.
Who's like world number two or something.
He's
like,
second seed. Yeah.
So I think that's going to be tough.
He's number one seed now that Novak's out.
I don't know.
It's your sports.
Well, I should know that.
You should, yeah.
Anyway, we move from tennis, Jim, and we go to the Big Bash. You didn't watch Glenn Maxwell.
I saw it last night.
Could you believe it?
No, Bill. Yeah. Unbelievable hitting, it has to be said, from Maxi and, of course, the big rig, Stoin. But that's some of the worst crap I've seen bowled in a game of cricket. Like, seriously. Bill, that's park cricket, that rubbish.
It was.
What about Punter? Do you listen to him?
Wasn't happy.
He was not happy.
Anyway,
because he's a hurricane, of course, proud hurricane. Yeah, he's
Tasmanian.
Like, this is junk. Mm. And it was.
154 off 64 balls.
Yeah, that's good going.
You've still got to hit him over the fence at the G. Very, very good going there. So well done to there. He brought up his ton after 41 deliveries.
Maxwell gets it fine again. Races down towards the rope. Doesn't get there, but Glenn Maxwell has knocked up the highest score in the history of the Big Bash.
Thank you.
I'd prefer if you're grabbing commentary, it'd be 7 Network. In future.
Well, that's Howie. That's Triple M.
That's Fox.
Oh, I thought it was
Triple M.
Don't
do the big
bash. I think we did the big bash last night.
I think we did.
Only got the best commentators.
Yeah, so
and
I would imagine that we'd be from now on.
Righto.
All right, Maddie.
Yep. Just some footy news. Scott Pendlebury is going around again as captain of Collingwood. This will be his 9th year as captain, Jim. Premiership player. 5-time best and fairest. Who would be the next captain at Collingwood? You're a Collingwood supporter, Rabs.
Taylor Adams.
Bartholomew.
Yeah, Taylor Adams, maybe. Yeah. Or Darcy Moore.
Darcy Moore.
Jeff Brown saying he wants them to be the most envied club in the comp.
Good luck, Jeff.
They're way off that.
Said he wasn't happy with 100,000 members, wants more.
DeGoey, what's happening there? Is he going to be okay?
Bill, this is your rap.
Well, I like to throw out questions to the audience. Ring in now, 133353, DeGoey. Also, congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Whit's already winding up.
Shut up, Whitney.
She can't believe the crap
Tom Hawkins' wife, Emma, is pregnant.
They got three.
Two girls, so good luck there.
Good.
Nice to find a spout.
Good luck there.
Well, it'd be nice to have a boy, I reckon,
okay.
Little Tom. And one last one, Jim. The Commonwealth Games Federation, have approached the state of Victoria, have a listen to this, about hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games. That's only in 4 years' time, Jim.
Yes.
You know why?
Why?
Due to the lack of interest by any other country or city to host.
I'm glad he finished it.
Country or any other city
to host. Going down a bad path.
So guess what will happen?
What?
Victoria will host it, Jim. You know why? Because of the magnificent regional centres like Shepparton and Bendigo, Yarrawonga, Wodonga, Nagambi, Warrnambool, Ballarat, Traralgon.
Oh, all of those are getting us right now live as well on Triple
and
M.
And Geelong.
Beautiful. Nice.
So the Commonwealth Games will go out to the region, out to the rural areas.
Nice.
Which is fantastic.
Right, well, I've had enough of your rap.
How's that rap?
Pretty much all of that we knew.
that you
but
didn't
next,
know about.
Next, we're going to talk about what we've been up to for the last... Well, I want to know what you've been up to for the last 5 months.
Oh, Brad Pitt and the Gold Coast.
And then Travis Head is going to join us too.
Good.
It's the Rush Hour. JB and Bill driving you home on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best.
All right,
best teeth in, please.
Ran into a bloke the other day.
Yep.
He said, "Where's your mate Fat?" I said, "I don't know. I actually got no idea." He goes, "What does he do when you blokes stop at the end of the year before you come back?" I go, "Absolutely nothing." You've never seen a bloke do less.
Pubs.
No, you haven't done anything.
Pubs.
You don't run the pub.
I do. I virtually do now. I've taken a bit more of a role.
Have you?
Yes.
What's that role doing?
You get the cash. Forget to go to the bank.
Right.
Goes in. No, I went to Byron Bay. That was nice, Jim.
So nothing, in other words. That's just a holiday.
Holiday with the kids.
Yep.
It was nice.
Nice.
They take it a bit seriously up there. They don't wear any shoes. Hair.
That's not taking it seriously.
That's not taking anything seriously.
No, they've gone a bit too far, I reckon.
Mung bean.
That's it. Good right. word. Mung okay. beans up there. Yeah, so that
you
was
went
nice.
To Byron, yep.
Australia, the Adelaide test.
Yeah, so you did it again. You weren't working there. You just... Went over there.
KFC boxed you.
Oh, my God. And then what? And then you went to the Magic Millions.
And then
and
last
didn't work
weekend,
there either.
Well, I was. I had my brothers there, and I had to do some work Sunday, Jim, at the Burley Pavilion.
Did you?
I tell you what it is, Jim. I tell you what the Magic Millions is like. Exactly mm-hmm. like when you go to the races for the Warrnambool, the three-day yes. carnival. A sausage sizzle.
A dude yeah. ranch.
Mate, I'm telling you. It's like the big Bunnings barbecue with a bloke with the big tongs
yep.
and he's just moving sausages. Mate, fair dickum. I've never seen so many blokes.
Well, what did you go there for then?
Well, I thought I might jump the fence. I don't know, yeah. Jim.
Well, but Chris Judd up there.
Hey, he calls me fat every time he sees me.
That's because you are fat.
And I said, speaking about doing nothing, I said, Juddy, what are you doing there? You're not doing media? No, not doing that, Bill. I said, are you doing anything footy stuff? No, not doing that. I said, what do you do? He goes, oh, nothing. What? I think he just does shares.
Yeah, he does.
Well, and you know
trades.
What? Every time I see him out, he's got a jacket on.
Well, well-dressed man.
No, but it was 38 degrees up there on the Gold Coast.
Bill.
I tell you what else I saw, and you can't miss him, Lego head. Jonathan Brown. He sticks out, this big Lego head sticks out. There you go, Bill. All right, having a frummy. Oh, mate, he loves it. That's the good boys up
I'll tell
there.
You what, beside of working pretty much every day since I last saw you, no, I've been doing.
What have you done? Port Ferry?
Had COVID.
You had? Yeah.
And Bill?
What?
Half a day.
Yes.
Of being mildly unwell
yes.
was it.
That's spot on.
I'd 6.5 more days stuck in my house.
How did you get
on
it?
My own.
Who'd you get it
oh,
off?
Fair to him. I've no idea. No idea.
Yeah.
But Bill, myth. No. I've told you it was a myth, didn't I? 2 years ago, I told you it was a myth.
No, I don't know.
Complete rubbish.
I've got mates that have had it, and
I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, I've got good mates. But I had it too, Jim.
Well, and?
You know what happened on the night I got it? Do you have those weird dreams? Like you hallucinate?
Well, I got the dump.
No, you have these real weird dreams. Like I was hallucinating.
That's got nothing to do with COVID.
And I had the shivers.
That's just your idiot head.
No, the aircon was on. It was bloody cold.
Travis Head, who's going to join us next?
What else do you do, Jim? I think.
Ever listen to him?
I know.
Hallucinating, you reckon?
I was. Weird.
The Compton Miller medalist, Travis Head, is going to join us next on the Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's it? Seinfeld.
Australia did a demolition job on the Poms in the Ashes, and this man was front and centre of the action.
Our next guest was named the player of the series in the Ashes,
knocking up two centuries. First in Brisbane.
Punches down the track, gets it past mid-on. Oh, stand up and applaud. That is a magnificent Ashes century for Travis Head.
Then in Hobart.
Wit, cuts, 100 for Travis Head. One of the great counter-punching innings from the South Australian.
Please welcome Travis Head.
Could not have wiped the Pom's ass more comprehensively fat if they went through a whole box of sorbent.
Yes.
And this man was player of the series and was brilliant. 200s yep. and a great 50 in Adelaide. Trav, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, boys.
Oh, now, how have we? Now, I know we had a decent celebration. We like that too,
we
of course.
Exactly.
But, mate, all coming into this series, I think we all expected England to be off the pace a little, but I don't even think any of us could believe how bad they ended up playing.
Yeah, well, we played exceptionally well as well. We won every single moment. Whenever England put us under pressure. We were able to find a way to get out of it. Whoever it would be, put their hand up. And what an amazing series. What an amazing series to be a part of for Australia. So it was fantastic.
Great to watch, Travy. Well done, Billy here, mate. And you're right. I think they won about 1 or 2 hours over the whole series. You think, oh, they're going all right here. Joe Root and Milan, whoever he is, they batted all right. But then they just blow up. But it was interesting. It wasn't the guns, Steve Smith and those blokes to stand up. It was the blokes that you really didn't know a lot about, like Green, who stood up at different times. Your good self, Trav. Now, you're so aggressive. I love that. That's the way you play. But when it's hooping around, like at Hobart or something, do you just go, I'm just going to see ball, hit ball? Because it was doing plenty.
Yeah, I think you try to put as much pressure back on the bowlers and you try and get as many bad balls out of them as possible and try and put them under the pump. And I think Marnus did that exceptionally well at the start of that partnership. And then sort of left-hand, right-hand and a little bit of a green wicket. I actually like playing on those wickets because it's enjoyable. They pitch it up and you play with a bit of freedom and everyone probably expects you to nick off, Bill. So it's a nice place to be.
And you're 22 yards away from Marnus. What the hell? He ended up flat on his guts the timbers just laying everywhere.
Oh, mate. Well, we talked about it later in that day, Ray, and he got done. Fair dinkum just got done, I reckon. He kept telling the boys, he kept slipping over, and he had to be in this position, that position. He's had to accept it, and it's been very, very funny the last few days.
Jeez, he's annoying watching. He's around the back.
With him.
Oh, he's annoying bastard, Jim.
He's our best player.
No, he's not. He's annoying, and the way he leaves it and all that, just... And then around the bat, and then when he fell over, I thought, good, that's karma. So is he annoying as he is in the
Australian
shed?
Australian number three, Bill.
He's a very good bat, and we like him, Jim, but shit, he's annoying. Trav?
Gone whack. You've gone whack, mate. You've smacked him.
Oh, yeah. Is he as annoying in the sheds?
Oh, yeah, he's full noise. Don't get me wrong. What you see is what you get, and that's why the boys love him. He latches on the Smithy, so it's okay. We can avoid him when we want to avoid him, but when we want to get around him, we can get around him, so... he's very good fun in the change rooms.
Scotty Boland, where the hell did he come from? I'm being serious. Like, a very good Shield bowler, but no one saw what he produced. It was nuts.
And does he talk?
That's perfect. I think, what the hell? I think that was the whole saying the whole time he was going. It was like, it was amazing to see. And we've seen it in Shield cricket for 10 years, but him at the MCG, and he's so quiet, he doesn't say much. Mm. And to go about his business, and I've never laughed so hard for 40 minutes of a day of cricket in my life. To watch him go and just run through them and not even say anything. And then they 13 were going nuts and they almost charged the field. And he was just sort of like, oh, yeah, thanks, guys. All good. Next.
He wouldn't even hold the ball up, would he?
No. Humble man.
Very.
Like myself, humble.
Bullshit. Hey, Cam Green's pretty quiet. It's an interesting little mix because he's very quiet too, I think.
Yeah, I think you've got a good mix. You've got the guys that are full noise. You've got Davey, Marnus, and then you've got, Greeny, Baz, and Marcus Harris is one of the full noise ones as well. Yeah. So, I think it's a great mix of guys. We complement each other really well. We all get along like house on fire. And, it was great to see Greeny go well because he's probably had a few doubts throughout the series. A few people started to make mention after a few tests. But, geez, he's going to be a freak for a very, very long period of time.
What about, speaking about noise, what about Nathan Lyon? Oh. I tell you what he is, Bill.
Yes.
Naughty.
Naughty.
He comes from point to point, which means he goes past the batters every over, Trav, and his gob's open every time.
Yep. No, he doesn't stop. And then, as you've seen, probably after the test, he didn't stop for a few more days as well. It started annoying us more so. He went off England and went straight on a few of our boys. So, he's great to have. You need that sort of person in the team that just keeps – nudging away, nicking away the batters, and he makes for good humour.
Well, just a 6 a.m.
What happened there? I love it.
We'll get to it after. We'll have a little break with Travis.
You know what surprised me, Jim? It was some joint in Hobart that was open.
More with Travis Head after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. He write that down to him.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
We are joined by the player of the series from the Ashes, Travis Head.
The Compton Miller medalist.
Compton?
Compton. The great Dennis Compton.
And not after Colin Miller.
Not Funk.
Funky.
No, the great Keith Miller, of course. And I'll tell you what. Tell you what those two boys did.
Oh, a lot of...
After hours. And so a nice segue into... Bill, you and I have been out in Hobart.
Yes.
Normally it's about 9:45 and they're shutting the shutters.
You go to the Brick and that's right there. That's about it. Yeah.
But so, Trav, how did any place stay open that long?
Well, luckily we had the hotel, so we just met ourselves. We had the team room. We got back quite late, actually, from the ground, and then we just enjoy a quiet beer with England, and I turned around, the sun was up. So we got a little hello from, we got a little push along to breakfast. Grabbed a plate of hash browns and got a couple of hours kip before back down to Mona on through a couple of North quiet ones.
And I saw Rudy was there, a couple of the English boys. That's good after a hard series.
Yeah, no, it was good. There was most of them there, and then there was a couple of us that just overdid our stay a little bit. But we were in good spirits, and it was nice to share a beer with them. Obviously, it's a long, tough series. Yeah. We couldn't see them throughout the series because of COVID. We didn't really mix. We were away from each other in the hotels. So to sit back after a hard series, and they had a tough time of it as well, just to sit back and have a beer. And a lot of the guys have really good relationships with those guys.
Mm. Some late mails come in, Jim.
Oh, hello.
Ask him why he congratulated England after the series when he received the Man of the Match Series Award.
Jeez, I cocked that up. I did. I meant to say, I think Pat put it perfectly. Well done. Like, it was hard yards. It was very tough to come over, and I rolled up and said, congratulations.
Worst series ever played.
The boys got into me straight away about, I didn't really want to talk. I just wanted to get off the stage and leave it to the big, more impressive people to talk, like Pat. I don't know why Gilly threw to me and said any last words. Didn't really have much. So,
thanks.
Left that one to the keeper.
Thanks, Mark Wood, for bowling those half volleys and short. Hey, why is his nickname Empty?
Well, Empty Head, Bill.
Oh.
Same as yours.
Does he believe Australia should have won 5-0 if he had played every test?
So Marcus Harris is on speed dial at the minute, I can tell. This is going non-stop. Later on in the day, after a couple of quiet ones, I did. Imagine if I played all five. Never mind.
Player of the series. Jim. Yep, yes.
Ask him, does he own the biggest house in Adelaide?
Oh, my God. I can answer that. Yes.
Empty.
Up the bloody Springfield, up the top there. Wow. My goodness.
Yeah, Greg Blewitz is just behind Greg Blewitz, I think.
A ridiculous sized pad. Now, you're back to the Strikers, and they've come into some form nicely, too, with yourself and Kez rejoining the fold.
Sitting next to the big man now, he's just driving us in. He's getting us lost in Melbourne on the way to G. So we're on the way to training this afternoon. It's good to be back with the boys. So, yeah, got one night, couple of nights at Adelaide and at home, and we're back with the guys, and they've been exceptional the last couple of weeks. They started off a bit quiet, but we've come home with a wet sail. So I reckon with us too, hopefully we can shake it up over the next four games.
The Strikers, one of my favourite teams, of course. And one of my favourite players is Ian Cockbane. Oh.
Big Cobain.
Now, Trav, it's C-O-C-K, which is cock, Bane, isn't it? Cock.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Why did Jim and all your commentator mates call him Cobain, Jim?
Because that's his name. It's not Cockbane, it's Cobain.
What are you, in the Nets, Trav, what do you call him?
Well, I haven't seen him for a while, and I just seen him the day. I said, "G'day, big cock, how are you?"
There you go, Jim.
Hold it up. Kez is next year. Yeah. Hold it up so he can hear, or put it on speaker. Kez.
Yes, mate.
How are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks.
Well done. Congratulations, all the rest of it. Now, your teammate, Bill, asked Kez the same question.
Yes.
I wouldn't be taking advice from Hedy. He can't read. I'll call him the big cock too.
Jim, stop calling
Cobain. That's his name.
Cockbane.
It's like not Cockbane.
Cockburn over
in Coburn in Perth, and his name's Cobain.
See, this is all your political correctness mates get together and talk. Hey, well done, Alex. Fantastic. I like when he come out, Night Watchman, he tried to scoop that right around. First ball, duck caught behind.
Bill, he shouldn't
Alex.
Have been out there. Kez, well done.
Thanks, lad.
Superstar that you made. Oh, did a brilliant job.
I love him. He can bat too, Jim.
Love him.
Yeah.
And Hedy, well done, mate. Good luck, of course, with the BBL and with the Strikers. Big couple of weeks coming up for you there. But well done on a magnificent series.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Absolute blast. Cheers.
Well done, Empty.
Going whack again.
Hey, thanks, mate. You're a champion.
All good, boys.
See you, mate.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere on the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You shouldn't make fun of people who can't talk.
You ever wonder if you're in the right business, Bill?
It's good to be back, isn't it?
Saw Andy Lee downstairs.
Did you?
And the chemist. Yeah, he's about to start doing his show, The 100.
Turned up on the tennis the other night.
They were also going to call that the brochure. They were wondering which one they were going to go with.
Fair.
That's how, do we call it The 100 or?
Or the brochure.
So they went with,
because that's what you probably
Now, Fat, yes. We've given you 5 months.
Probably three. Jim.
To come up with a phone topic for the first show of the year. So here we go. Everyone in their cars.
And there's been a lot going on.
Lots going on.
Yes.
What's Bill gone away and come back with by way of a phone topic to get us underway for 2022? Here we go.
What have you seen unusual, Jim?
Yes, Jim. Jim, it's
you cannot do that,
Jim. We've done it for the last 11 years.
11 years, Jim. It's a beauty because people have seen a lot of unusual things over summer, like Bill. You did,
Bill. That's the best you can come up
with.
Yes, what have you seen unusual?
Yes. Unusual.
Well, I tell you what I did see. The caravan towing a car.
No, you didn't.
I thought that was weird.
Well, caravans.
No, Bill. The caravan was in the front and the car was being towed. I thought, shouldn't that be the other way around? So I thought that's unusual.
It was a camper van.
You can't work it out.
Well, no, so look at them come to mama or whoever. Do we say that?
No.
What's the saying?
I'll tell you what we have got is a couple of magnificent prizes, Bartholomew.
A round of golf at the magnificent St. Andrews Beach Golf Course for two players, which includes a golf cart and a six-pack from the brewery, the St. Andrews Beach Brewery. We've also got... A $200 voucher to the Neverland store, neverlandstore.com.au. It is the home of Australian streetwear. It says 200 in red, Bill.
That's amazing.
Mine says 100. So.
No, that's an Uber voucher, Bill. That's a whole different thing.
Oh, I got the wrong prize sheet.
Well done. All right, 133353 is the number. I know Rosie Walton. We're going to get her involved next too. She's seen something unusual. 133353, ring us now.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget you can listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app. And we're doing this.
A fella walking along the footpath and he had a dog lead.
Yeah.
There was no animal on the end of it.
My partner and I saw this guy just sitting on the side of the street in his gym gear, covered in pigeons.
There's a lady pushing an 8-seater pram with 8 kids in it and uphill.
Fat, a round of golf at St. Andrews Beach for two players, a cart thrown in, and a six-pack from the magnificent brewery across the road, magnificent St. Andrews Beach down there, and a $200 Neverland voucher.
Well, I was just thinking about your caravan pulling
a car.
No.
Like towing it. The car was behind the caravan.
Well, caravans don't actually go...
That's why it's unusual.
No, you saw a camper van.
Jim. You were sore.
Jim,
you saw.
133353, what have you seen unusual?
133353, ring us now. What have you seen unusual? The best prizes in radio live here.
Yes.
Now, Rosie Walton's
Hello.
In.
Hey. Happy New Year.
And to you, what have you been doing, please?
Not a lot. I went to Ballarat for half a day. That was the excitement of my holidays.
Goodness.
Ballarat. So my, what have you seen unusual is from my local area.
Oh, yeah, yes, please.
Which is interesting area,
unusual.
Jim.
Mm. I do wear a flower sack as a skirt. So.
That's unusual,
not.
Jim.
That is unusual.
She's got a flower sack on.
She just explained that. Yeah, just told us that.
Well, but some people say things on radio and you wouldn't know what they're doing, but she's actually got it on.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Yeah.
So what have you seen unusual?
I was walking my dog Otto around the streets. And you know how you have houses with names? So like you've got, what's that one in Geelong, the Heights?
Yes.
You've got Raheen in Kew.
Yes.
Lovely names. Somebody calls their house the Muse, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Hacienda.
Where's the Prime Minister live?
Heck. The Lodge?
Kirribilli.
Yeah, Kirribilli.
Have you got a house name?
No.
No. Mm. Well, this house that I saw in Elstonwick is called Break Wind.
No. Oh.
Break Wind.
It's actually got a proper sign up the front. Break Wind.
Break Wind.
That's not bad. That's a fart, Bill.
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
I'll let one go in a minute.
That's what I saw unusual.
I like it, Hose. Well done. 133353. Who are we getting ready to speak to here, please, Bartholomew?
Matt in Kilsyth.
Matty.
Hello, Matty.
Boys, welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you. What have you seen unusual there, Matthew?
I drive a bus for a living, and I saw a lyrebird running at my bus head on.
No. Yeah. What, charging your bus?
Correct. Dead set, charge my bus. Wings down, everything like that.
Lyrebird?
What's a lyrebird?
With a big tail.
Like a peacock.
The beautiful feathers. Yeah, they
Is it a peacock or a lyrebird?
Lyrebird, Bill. Yeah,
it's a lyrebird.
Well, I reckon
he's... What you say, Bill.
I reckon he's lying.
What about the one in your tree?
No, that's an owl.
That's an owl. Nothing like a corn.
They're very far from rare.
He just wanted to bring
extraordinarily rare Sandringham owl. Right, are we moving on to Brad?
Yes, we are.
Hello, Bradford.
G'day, guys. How you going?
What have you seen unusual?
I was driving down Springvale Road and had a lady in the lane next to me had a bedside sheet over her driver's side window, so you couldn't possibly see what was coming to the right ear.
A bedside table?
A bed sheet, Bill. A bed sheet. Couldn't possibly see through it, keeping the sun out, so she was trying to be sun safe, but I'm not sure it was so roadworthy safe.
All right, stay there, Brad. Like it. Brett in Oakley, Bill.
Oh, lucky. Lovely spot, Oakley, Jim. G'day, Brady boy.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Oh, we're one out, one back.
Oh, that's great. So I live in Oakley South, and I take the dog for a walk at a decommissioned educational school ground that's ready for development.
Yes.
And in those grounds, there's some big trees, and some of the trees are quite bushy. And I'm walking the dog, and I can hear opera. Opera singing, and I'm like, what is going on here? And then my dog kind of ran over to the trees and the bushes, and there's this Asian lady who sings opera under the tree Saturday morning.
Brilliant. Wow. Is she good at it?
Oh, she's all right. I'm just kind of like, why don't you come out from the bushes and just, sing
to the
hilarious.
I like that.
Yeah, a bit ghost-like.
All right. Ghost-like. See Rover there while you're walking around the park?
Yeah. Yeah, see Rover.
Stay there, Brady. What's it? We got Adam.
I don't know.
I want to speak to Adam. Ads.
I want to speak to Whitney about these names
Adam.
Across.
We got you.
Ads.
Where's Ads?
Here he is.
I need to talk to him. Ads.
Hey there.
Got you, mate. We're just having some trouble getting home. Now, what have you seen unusual, please?
Mate, High Street. I saw two DeLoreans parked like one in front of another.
Yes.
It was like a glitch in the matrix. Yeah, you rarely see one, let alone two.
Golden.
Just tell the people what a DeLorean is, Jim.
You made a time machine out of a DeLorean? Bill, it's Back to the Future with the gull wing doors and everything. They reckon, Adam, they were the worst car ever made, as in technically.
I think you're right. Yeah.
They just broke down all the time, but they look nuts.
So Back to the Future, that's what it is, DeLorean.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, there we go.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so are we taking any more calls, Rep, or what are we doing?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Well, there's a lot there.
Cameron and Dwayne and Maddie and all right. Bill, prizes.
Yes.
Of the highest quality.
Yes.
Who did you like them? I'm giving Adam
to be honest, Jim, I wasn't happy with any.
Ads.
Yeah, mate.
Because you saw two DeLoreans, and as you say, seeing one is very, very rare.
Oh, how rare?
Well, Bill, not as rare as the Sandringham
owl. They're very far from rare. I took a picture as well.
I believe you, mate. Don't worry.
No, I don't.
You can either play golf at St Andrews Beach with a carton, of course, a mate and
six pack
from the brewery, or a $200 Neverland voucher.
I think the golf sounds pretty awesome.
Love it, mate. Yeah. It is beautiful down there. Go and see Ads and the crew. They're great people. St Andrews Beach Golf Course. All right, which other one, Bill?
Brett, he reckons he heard some bird singing opera.
Brett, you've got a $200 voucher to the Neverland store, which is your home of Australian streetwear.
You ripper, boys. I love you.
And you're Brady, boy.
Brady out there in Oakley South.
How good. If you hear someone sing opera, it's very, very impressive.
Apparently the trees are a bit bushy.
That's George W.
Picked up on that, Bill?
I did. He's just such a kid.
Mark Taylor to come and a bake to come.
Ooh, yes.
So do not go anywhere.
I've got the apron on.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infinities.
Profanities. Write that down, please. We've got Tubby Taylor not far away. Bill has been baking.
Yes.
That is next. So a very nice second hour of what's already an unbelievably listenable show, isn't it? Like it's just sort of just like pulling on a nice pair of old shoes.
I wouldn't have gone with that, but it's just
comfortable, like worn in your case, real ugly. Now, what's been happening in the world of tennis?
Jim, a golden day for the Aussies at the Australian Open. Alex de Minaur has just won in three sets. That's a nice win. Well done to him.
Yep.
Christopher O'Connell, who's up early in the morning, he won earlier today in three sets. That's a really good win.
It is.
And Madison Ingles has gone through to the third round now. Yes. She already gets how much, even if she loses this next third rounder, Jim?
What does she earn?
She's already earned 221,000 for her two victories.
Jeepers.
So well done to little Maddie there. So a golden day for the Aussies at the Australian Open.
Golden day.
It's turned into Craig Willis there for a minute, didn't he?
Well, not Craig Tiley.
No, Willis.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be upstanding.
Craig Willis.
National anthem.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep. I love big saggy balls.
I go.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
No. Hit it, rabbits.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Jimmy boy, if you know what's good for you, you will sit there and not speak, because old Willis needs to get something off his chest.
Yes.
The England cricket team, Jim,
yes,
is filled with the weakest that sport has ever seen. Seriously, Jim, give me one member of that rabble who you'd give a second of your time for. Well, say something, you
told me not to speak.
You're meant to be the cricketer, Jim. Punter. Woo-hoo-hoo. Bluey. Woo-hoo-hoo. Flam. Fiddicum. I've forgotten more about this game than you ever knew. Noodle Arms. Assumption. Essendon. Geelong City. Now, Jim. Rory Burns.
Oh, no.
Which brain surgeon told him that was the right way to hold the bat?
Yes.
Jack Leach couldn't get wickets against Bell Park. Joss Butler. Who's called Joss, Jim? First test. Here's an idea, Poms.
Yes.
Yeah. Leave out your two best bowlers. It's like I always say, who laughs last. Shut up, Jim. He who laughs last.
Yes.
Just play cricket against the weak. Oh, I'll tell you what, Jim.
Oh, what?
If you want a rapid test in Australia, just play cricket against England.
Oh, bang,
bang, bang, bang. I tell you what, see what I did there, Jim?
Yeah, I saw like a friend.
Turn that off. Silverwood, out. Root, out. Anderson, never again. Broad, finished up. In 10 completed innings, they made one century, Jim. Useless! If you're going to serve that shit up, stay home. Oh, creepy crawly. Ollie Pope. Toby Besto, Jim.
Johnny Besto.
Oh, turn him off, Ruffy! That was
He's off. He's walking off.
Next
oh, my God.
Mark Taylor is going to join us next on the Rush Hour.
Maddie, do your best.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
JB and Billy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, an Australian Test captain, Australian of the Year, and now an entrenched member of Triple M cricket family, Mark Taylor, joins us.
This man was the star of Triple M cricket.
Yeah, it's a real shock, wasn't it, to see Pat Cummins come back in?
Providing insight as an opening batter.
How little do you look forward to chase down 13 runs or something?
No, it's a good opportunity to get a low score. Yeah, it's really good.
And the benefits of being a captain.
As a former opening batsman and captain, you might be able to just use the privilege. You know, like, who'd like to open the batting? Because I ain't batting today.
Please welcome Mark Taylor.
Yeah, we got a real summer's worth of insight into just what a selfish prick Mark Taylor was as a cricketer.
Yes.
Didn't we? And there's some examples of it just there.
How'd he go, Jim, overall? Because you're the captain.
Very good.
Yeah,
very happy with him. Very good. But as I say, and I've said it on stage many, a myth. Mark Taylor. Everyone sees him as this lovely man, yes, beautiful family man.
Yeah, and?
Nothing of the sort. Welcome, Tub.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, thanks for that lovely introduction. Yeah, I think I might have given myself up, though, during the summer.
Yeah.
At least I waited till I'm getting into my prime of my life, I suppose, before the real Mark Taylor's come to the surface.
That's it.
Now, the man of the series, I want to ask you about the series, because we all watched it and we listened to you on radio and Jim and everyone else. Was Travis Head. Who was your man of the series there, Fujitsu?
Oh, gee, I tell you, it was tough. I'm not surprised they gave it to Travis Head, but I tell you one guy was a bit left field, I reckon was pretty close, was Mitchell Starc.
Oh, yeah.
To be totally honest, I reckon at the start of the series, I know a lot of people, including Warnie, were getting into him saying that he didn't bowl as well last year and he's finished, he needs to be more aggressive, he needs this, that, and the other. Well, at the end of the day, he was the only quick who played 5 tests,
mm-hmm.
I think from both sides from memory. And he just he got big wickets for the Aussies. Even on that last day at Hobart, he got Stokes again. And when Root joined Stokes, we all thought sitting up there in the comm box, well, you never know. These two get going and they get in, they might be still a chance to chase this 270. Well, he bowled him a couple of good overs, then bounced him, got him out hooked. And there was Ben Stokes gone, and then it really, from that moment on, you just knew they weren't going to get him.
Tell us about Steve Smith, Tub. Where's his cricket at? Last 3 Australian summers, he's averaging just over 30 with 100.
Well, I think his cricket's still fine, don't get me wrong. But I tell you what has happened, and it was really magnified this year, is there's no doubt the pitches around Australia have got juicier.
Yeah.
And look, to be honest, it's about time, really. That I think we've had a huge batting era, I think, from a long time. I've no doubt the pitches have got worse than they got better after I gave it away, because they were hard when I batted.
Oh.
That's what I can remember.
How hard did he make it look? Stuart Surridge bat used to try and those planks.
Well, I reckon the moment I retired, the pitches got really good. It might have just been the bloke on the end of the bat.
It was bowling for the Poms back then.
Phil DeFreitas.
Freitas. And those,
hang on. Peter Sutch turned him square.
Who was that medium pacer they kept? Oh, Derek Pringle.
Pringle.
Yeah. Fair dinkum, 110 Ks.
But now, on a serious note, though, there's no doubt they have juiced up the decks the last couple of years. So, you know, the idea in Australia probably for the last 15, 20 years has been to move up the order. Open the batting has been a damn good time to bat because the pitches have been fairly dry. And generally the bowlers who have flourished in recent times have been spinners. You know, you go back to the sort of the early 2000s, it was Warnie and Murali, and even in recent times, a lot of spinners have been getting wickets. But now you're seeing that they're leaving grass on the pitches, but it obviously has got something to do with day and night as well. But they're actually making them juicier at the front. So, you know, if you're not batting all that well, and you're looking to find a bit of form, and you're going out there against a new ball, even if you're Joe Root, and you're going out there 2 for 10 every innings, it's hard work. It's hard work to get started, and balls are moving, particularly off the seam, and that makes it really tough to bat.
Hey, fair enough. Certainly the MCG got a bit of juice in it, didn't it? Tub, you've been around for a long, long time. I went to the Adelaide Test and had a nice day there, but I just could not get over how big the bloody sight screens have got nowadays. Like in your day, they had a little one at the end, but this takes it's long and it's high. Why are they so big?
Well, I can only assume because they're trying to keep the game moving, but it's still not working because players seem to be picking up movement that not just near the side screen, but from miles away. Right. So it is. I'm sure they've got to a stage where they've said, well, the over rates are poor, and the players have rightfully turned around and said, well, okay, you've got to stop putting advertising on these sight screens because they're slowing things down because the electronics not working and all that sort of stuff. But even when they've done that, the players still seem to be picking people out, as I said, but deep backward square leg sometimes to stop the game. So they've made them big, I'm assuming, because they think, well, okay, if we make them big, there'll be no hold-up and play. But unfortunately, it ain't working.
Not working.
All right, Tub, stick around, please, because you did have your first little take on Triple M cricket. It's a bit different.
Yes.
So we're going to get this gentleman's opinion on a few of the commentators right that on. Might be ready for the ask. Do that next.
It's a Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she says, Patty, what's happened? Patty said, oh, you won't believe it. You won't believe
it. So not only a woeful accent, but you've stopped halfway through.
We are joined by former Test captain Mark
Taylor. Have you seen the latest ad, Jim? Like he's frozen. He's in bed and he's all frozen. It's because they're working that well. Fair dinkum.
They must have gotten rid of you by now, Tub, surely, Fujitsu.
Hey, don't be silly, mate. I've got years left in me. I'm coming up to, I think, 24 years, I think, next year. And, 25 years, that's got to be a gold watch or something. I'll be
No, you guess what you get? A new scooter.
Hey, that'd be all right, too.
What's that? Get to the bottom of that.
Well, I've just got a photo here. You're on your L plates and on a... It looks like a girl scooter, to be honest. Like, it's what's going on there? Are you actually driving around in Sydney on a scooter?
Absolutely, mate. We're in a gender neutral society these days, mate. So I'm just getting, I'm saving some fuel. I actually just got back from a ride before this interview.
Where'd you go? The Great Ocean Road or somewhere?
No. I went to my local golf club, North Ryde Golf Club. Picked up my bag tag for a game this weekend, and on the way home, I filled it up.
Yes.
And it had about a third of a tank left in it, so I thought I'd better fill it up. Cost me $6.10 for 3 litres.
Now,
3 litres, yeah. So they're a big tank in them.
I said to you during the summer when I saw that photo that has to be Jude's.
Yes.
But I tell you what is Jude's, and people don't know Jude's, Tubbs' long-suffering wife. I tell you what is Jude's, and that's the helmet, because you've got the wrong size otherwise. Squeeze that bloody loaf into it.
Oh, hang on. Go easy. I've got the matching helmet with the jacket. Oh. I'm thinking, I'm looking something like Hell's Angels.
Oh, yeah. You haven't had a call from any of the bikey gangs going to join up?
I've had a couple of calls, but they weren't from bikey gangs. I'll tell you right now.
Now, the greatest pest you had to deal with during the summer, because it's a ragtag operation, Triple M Cricket, people drawn in from everywhere. Who really annoyed you?
Oh, well, hang on. You know, the biggest pest is obviously MG Hughes. Oh, there's no doubt about that. Mervyn Gregory, like, he was a pest when he played, and he hasn't changed at all. He's, you know, it was like, I know at one stage there, JB, I think you were working out of NEP down there, and he sits right on top of you, doesn't he?
He does. When
he's not even commentating. He's got to sit there and listen to
Phil, he's right on top of you.
COVID and all.
He's 140 kilos. he's right. I'm like, Merv, bugger off.
Get out.
Exactly.
Who else did you not enjoy?
Well, I think I enjoyed most of the guys. I tell you who's a worry, though, working with him is Andy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Because Andy comes in and you just don't know what's coming up next. Like, we had the Hare Hat Brigade, which was obviously a bit of a worry because there was a few names that, you know, blokes I played with, and you think, oh, I don't know if they want this sort of coming out about their follically challenged backgrounds, you know. You just don't know. And another day he came out with, all the stuff that we've eaten from the canteen.
I heard that day, yes.
Well, the other one, Tub, was when COVID was threatening the playing group in Adelaide.
Yeah.
He said, well, there's a team we could easily come up with in the commentary box.
Oh, yeah.
11 players, and they could represent Australia. They have before.
Yep.
So he picked his 11 out of the commentary box.
And?
No room for Tub.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Didn't you get in, Tub?
Oh, what a joke that was. But he was finding everyone he could possibly could put in that side other than me.
Who were the opening batters then?
Oh, no, a couple of no names, like Hayden or something like that.
Hayden and Rogers.
Right, that's fair enough.
Two. Ponting at three.
And I think Bluey missed out as well. I think, you know, for a guy who's working at Triple M, I hope he's not invoicing. because he didn't pick any of us, I don't think, at the end of the day.
Well, you would have got him for your bowling average. That's all I heard about all summer too.
I did mention that on a couple of occasions, didn't I? Just a couple.
Mate, Jim, you said he wasn't even a net bowler.
Couldn't bowl a hoop down a hill. No, serious. Am I wrong or not? I say it all the time. You took a wicket in a Prime Minister's game with a ball bouncing twice.
That's right. That's true. That's true. But that was, once again, I deceived Angus Fraser with that delivery.
There's another bowler that used to bowl about 120 k's, Jim.
Seriously.
I merely brought up that when I talked to JB about bowling, who's got the better test average with the ball, me or JB? Please. That's all I said.
I said first class average, and I said also body of work. No. 10 wickets.
Or you don't call yours a body of work.
10 wickets. No,
Jim.
Lehman, Carl Hooper bounced him out of the wicket.
Bounced him.
If you got half an hour, Tub, I can walk you through all 10.
Who was your test wicket?
Good question.
You reckon you know your one and only.
Well, there was a number of other opportunities. I had Rashid Latif caught by Bevan.
Oh, Rashid, who?
That was the miracle in itself. Michael Bevan hung onto the catch. So it was caught Bevan, bowled Taylor for 30, deceived him with the Zooter.
It wasn't around back then.
No, yeah, never been a more clear indication of how much Pakistan were on the take than blokes getting out of Mark Taylor.
Oh, Rashid. Who was it? Rashid.
Now, Tub, what are you going to do? You've done your minute and a half's work for the year. What are your next 6 months going to look like?
There'll be quite a bit of fishing in it, I dare say. I enjoy my fishing, so I'll do a bit of fishing. And obviously play a bit of golf. I've been getting back into that over the last year or so. So
driver?
I'll slide back into my golf a bit.
Mark Taylor, mate.
Yes.
And I'll try and sell a few air conditioners during the next 6 months as well, you know.
Do you put the clubs on the scooter and away you go?
Well, I did actually think about that, Billy. How I was going to get them to the... Maybe what about if I taped them to my back? Strap them on the back and go, I have to get one of the members at the club to cut me the tape so I can get the clubs back off to playing.
You've been a very good addition to Triple M Cricket. We've loved having you. Go and enjoy the winter, and we look forward to the first ball of the next summer.
Thanks, gents. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and thanks to Triple M for having me along. I certainly enjoyed the entire summer of cricket.
Good on you, Tup. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Back driving you home in 2022. Up next, I think we got some social media feedback from Bill's Bake.
Oh, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player, even basketball player.
Oh, no.
Rosie Walton's popped back into the studio.
Before we get to Rose, and I love why she's here, you didn't mention the fact that the Diamonds won. Beat England.
Well,
it was on the notes.
Apparently, 9 minutes was too long for a start of the show, the sports rep.
Bill, this is our girls, who of course lost the Commonwealth gold to the English team, have now won the whole series.
The quad series.
Brilliantly.
Who played in that series?
Our girl.
No, but who? Joe, Australia Western, and who?
England.
And?
Don't New care
Zealand.
About the rest.
New Zealand and El Salvador, I think.
Bill. El Salvador. Time for us. Hose is in here because we need to get some feedback.
Oh, good.
And this is important.
And let's make it positive. It's our first day.
All right. Do you want me to kick some positive stuff off then?
Positive, please.
Positivity?
Jim. Yeah.
Danger.
Danger.
Yeah. Jim.
That's his name.
Yep. Somehow I reckon Bill's got worse since he finished last November, and he was really shit then.
Oh, Danger.
So, Danger, this is his take on our first show.
Did he email that in? You're great, Jim, and you're the king of the kings?
No, there's another one coming.
Hose?
Okay. So this is from Triple M Russia. When it was announced that you're coming back for Drive this year, the family were very excited, as you'd expect. Lavery Blair says, $1.2 million for JB and a pot and Palmer for Fat is the payment.
That's it.
What was his name?
Lavery Blair.
He's got Lavery.
He's got me a bit under his chin. Shaved a couple of O's
one
off
day.
Mine.
Yeah. His name's Lavery.
Buckle Constructions says, just don't go off half-cocked. So much better at this time slot and a two-hour show. Love the work. King of Kings and Bins.
That's it.
Bins. Someone call me Bins up on the Gold Coast.
Hainsey074 says, give Todd a permanent gig. We'll hear from Todd. Steve O'Taylor says he actually added Rabs here on Instagram saying, are you sure?
You sure?
Yes. But somebody else who commented on at Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram, Billy Brownless, and he wrote, who's stupid? He replied to a post about himself.
About himself.
It's not me. It's that imposter again. There's an imposter, Jim. Did I have the blue tick?
It was you.
I was pissed.
We are going to get to this. It's sentences that can only come out of Bill's mouth because there was one at a meeting yesterday that will come up shortly.
Thank you very much. Earlier in the show, we did some sports rap and Adrian Pagoli.
Been with us a long time.
Sorry, Aldrin. Please get Bill to once again pronounce Alex De Minaur's opponent.
Well, he won in three sets. 6-4, 6-4.
But what's his name?
This is the first go at it.
Alex De Minaur is currently in action right now. He won the first set 6-4.
Who's he up against?
He's up against old Sack and Crack. That's his name, Jim. That's his
Sack and Crack.
Kamal, well, are people so unkind? Kamal Sack and Crack from Poland.
Very, very
sack
good.
Sack and Crack.
Well, how would you say it, Jim?
I don't reckon I'd go there with it. Keep going, Hose.
Okay. Cal Butler is also feeding us back about something unusual that he saw. Yes. JB at work in January.
Oh, no. That is unusual.
That is true.
And you better not get used to it either.
Why? What are you doing?
Because it won't happen for much longer. Fat.
Yeah.
Smithy.
Oh, here we go. Smithy. We've had Danger. And Smithy. Now we've got Smithy.
Danger, I like it.
Where's he from? You are the king of kings. Oh. That, well, Bill, I can't. This is what I'm just reading here.
Shut up.
Fat's got no radio craft and he can't speak. How does he keep getting a gig? Bill, I don't know.
Well,
this is just what that comes just back comes our through, way.
Does it, on that message
yeah,
thing?
To us.
Yeah,
message.
And we got the first Smithy. Billy's Bake of the year. It's on Facebook. You can see it on our Facebook page. Wilbur, 1979.5, says, good start. Keep baking, Bill. And Darcy says, one of the best ever.
Ever.
There's actually some nice feedback.
No, there will. And I get the feeling there'll be another one. Maybe not tomorrow. No. Might be early next week because there's another world famous sports person.
It's been a Djokovic.
I'm trying to tease it. I'm trying to get people.
Don't worry about that.
True. Now, Hose, did I hear that we're playing all songs tomorrow from the 80s? Is that tomorrow?
No, Jim. You're not letting Mitch.
Hose, is that what we're doing?
Maybe. That's a good idea, though. I
think
we
it's
should
a
do
brilliant
that.
Idea. Jim, we're like, we're doing it tomorrow. We've got to tell people.
Dan,
it's 6 o'clock.
Dan, you'll be listening. That was Jim. I kept my mouth shut.
I like it.
Look at him. He's in trouble.
Listen
to he's in trouble. We've
got to let people know what we're putting on the station. Anyway, Hose, is that
great idea. I like it.
Hose can't confirm.
Sure. Why not? Let's do it.
Yes.
Any negative stuff towards Jim or anything?
No.
It won't ever be. Fat.
Absolutely sure.
What about Flock of Seagulls?
I'd love to play that.
Oh, yes. That's a good name.
Get it ready, Rebs.
Yep.
Duran
Duran. Duran.
Why don't you call it Flock of 80s? That's a good name.
Oh.
I'm going to end this conversation.
Is there a dump button?
Bill's got his first joke for the year. He promises JB it's going to be an absolute ripper. It's coming up next on The Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Hey, on tomorrow's show, Julia Morris is going to join us.
Oh, nice. Now, Bill, we've given you 6 months to come up with decent stuff.
Jim.
So you came in today.
Don't build it up.
You came in today with a phone topic that was
unusual.
What have you seen unusual? you had 6 months to think of something. You've also had 6 months to come up with a decent joke.
I don't think it's 6 months, my friend. Do you see what date it is?
We've got a credit, by the way.
January 20. It's not 6 months.
Not for the joke, no.
Not for the joke.
We got any credits?
Not yet.
We're going right in the big drive show. We haven't got, must be someone.
Nothing.
Nando's or what's that? Weddings, events, functions, hampers across the road there. What are they?
That's a florist.
Oh, florist. Sure.
I'm not sure they're piling money into
the Bendigo Bank or someone, Jim, across the road.
Patoni Pizza. Our mate. What's his name?
Hey, Mario.
He actually was Mario.
It was Mario. That was a generalisation.
It was, Bill, but in the end it was his actual name.
No,
exactly.
I got a joke like that.
All right, let's go with something humorous.
Yeah.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
All right.
This girl I know, Jim, went to the gym instructor, Jim, and she said, can you teach me how to do the splits? The gym instructor, Jim, said, how flexible are you? And she said, well, I can't make Tuesdays. She can't come in Tuesdays to do the splits. She's no good.
No, it's the different flexible she's talking about, isn't it?
Did you like that, Jim, about the gym?
Joke. No.
Joke about
didn't
the
like
gym.
Anything about it.
Did you like the delivery?
we're off to a crouching start.
With all
we've
responses.
Exactly jumped out of the blocks.
Day one and we're already
That'll do us. Finish up.
Grab the keys off the top of the fridge and close the door.
Day one.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.